Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
So, is this on?
What do you think, Banner is? Do you think she should be able to fight for a title shot? You're on, skis.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Meet the Mets, meet the Mets.
Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring the kitties, bring the wife. Guaranteed you'll have the time of your life, and that's all I know.
I like
about
the popcorn
song.
Peanuts all out at Shea City Field. Guaranteed to have a heck of a day.
Yeah.
We're recording early because we get to see our team play in the city we live. It's been years since they've been here, and they're good.
They're finally good.
They may win today.
It's very possible.
Very possible.
They have a better record than the Astros.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we're recording early. That's why Eric couldn't be here. But really what's important is this Vince McMahon scandal, which it now feels like it's been months since this story broke, yet it broke Wednesday morning, as all big stories do.
Right after we record. Right.
My God, all the stuff that's gone down and Vince appearing on both shows just to give middle fingers to the board and to everyone.
Yeah.
I have the audio. We're going to listen to it together. It's going to be so much fun.
Okay.
I've been so happy this whole week. Yeah. Like, this is the greatest thing ever. There's no other place. It's like what Vince used to, anything can happen in the WWF. It's like, it's true. You would never see this in any other form of entertainment.
Nothing.
You know, if Roger Goodell had some scandal, he wouldn't come out at the Super Bowl and be like, hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome to the Super Bowl.
Welcome to the Super Bowl.
Mic drop.
Yeah, I fucked an intern.
Throws the mic.
That would never happen.
Oh, my God.
Only Vince McMahon is that fucking ballsy. So we're going to talk about the whole thing. Real quick, we have to thank a couple new patrons.
Yeah.
Thank you to Trevor McCarthy and Mile High Mark.
Boom.
Thank you. Welcome to those two new people. If you want to join, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything.
Yep.
You can cancel anytime. There's weekly AEW recaps, pay-per-view recaps. We got Money in the Bank coming up soon, as well as AEW's Dumpster Fire Forbidden Door. I'm sure it's going to be terrible. And we also have a bunch of brackets. We've done worst promo brackets, 1 and 2. Eric's making a new one for next week. It's going to be a lot of fun, so go check it out. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into SmackDown and Raw, we have to talk about the details of this scandal because it's so fascinating.
It's insane.
Vince McMahon, obviously, as you know by now, has voluntarily stepped down as the chairman and CEO of WWE, with Stephanie McMahon taking over as interim CEO and chairwoman. However, Vince is still head of creative, which basically doesn't change anything in the fans'
How
eyes.
Is that possible?
Right.
How is that possible?
That tells you who's still really in charge.
So Stephanie knew this was coming or no? Why did she step down 2 weeks ago?
Well, okay, that's what I was going to say. Let's look at the timeline, all right?
Go.
So WWE hired a paralegal in 2019 for a salary of $100,000. Shortly after, Vince McMahon began a sexual relationship with this woman, and she...
This was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, this is this version of Vince.
Yes, that's what's so gross.
Gross. How old is this girl?
Like, puppeteer...
You don't know anything about her?
Puppeteer Vince.
Yeah.
Well, someone came out... It's not a very reliable source that... says it was, you know, this woman, but I don't know if that's the case, so I'm not going to say her name, because who even knows?
How old does she look?
They said that the woman was 41.
Okay.
But it's still 41, fucking a 74-at-the-time-year-old man.
Wow.
So shortly after she got hired, Vince McMahon begins a sexual relationship with her and gives her a 100% pay raise.
Immediately.
He went from 100,000 to 200,000. Boom. As soon as he put his cock in her.
Hashtag worth it.
Yeah. In January of this year, she signs a non-disclosure agreement for $3 million and leaves the company.
Non-disclosure.
Yeah.
Means no one should ever know about this.
Right.
Are these facts or loose facts?
This is Wall Street Journal.
Okay, so let's just quote them. So if it's wrong, were wrong.
This is the Wall... Yeah, right. The source is this woman's friend, is the one that emailed... She emailed WWE's board months ago about this whole thing.
How does that work? If you sign a non-disclosure, but you tell me, and then I tell everyone, is anyone really getting sued there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think if I signed a non-disclosure because Vince's nuts were in my mouth, I can't tell you. I can't be like, hey, I signed this non-disclosure,
Vince's balls were in my mouth. Like... At the very least, she loses her $3 million, I'm guessing. After all the dust clears,
maybe
they sue her for that $3 million back.
I don't think anyone gave their money back to Donald Trump, like that porn star or whatever.
Yeah.
Because then it even looks worse.
I think it was him.
Because then I think
he was the one who broke the non-disclosure.
No.
I fucked a porn star. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone.
No, Stormy, she broke it originally because she was like, I can make more money selling this book than what Donald Trump gave me. You know, so yeah, so $3 million, which people have pointed out that Vince paid more money for sex than he paid for WCW.
Jesus,
amazing! Because right. WCW, I think it was $2 million.
Oh my God, that's insane.
So then on May 19th, Stephanie McMahon announced that she would be taking a leave of absence from WWE.
Oh, that was May 19th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just last month.
About a month ago, yeah.
In early June, Business Insider reports that an anonymous WWE source said Vince McMahon orchestrated Stephanie's leave of absence because she wasn't good at her job. Okay. Mm. June 15th, the Wall Street Journal releases the sex scandal story. 2 days later, Stephanie McMahon becomes the interim CEO. So let's go from...
Like, I'm not loving this timeline for Stephanie.
When she did the leave of absence, like, did she want to distance herself from her father because she knew of this scandal? Because she's on the board, and the board knew about this for months.
So if I would guess, Vince said, take a leave of absence. I won't fire you. Take a leave
of
absence.
But then why bury her in the press, like, a few days later? Or, like, a week later?
Because he's Vince. He doesn't know how to fucking, you know what I mean?
I think it was, she was like, look, Dad, you have this scandal. Someone's going to find out. I don't want to be in the company when it does. I'm going to leave.
She's going to take over.
And then he's like, well, no, but then he's like, you know what? Fuck you. Stephanie was bad at her job. Don't tell them that it was me, but just say it's an anonymous WWE source, but everyone will know. And then Stephanie's like, oh, you're going to bury me to the press? Hey, let's unearth this fucking story.
No, she's like walking down the hall and she's like,
yes, yeah, she just tosses a paper.
What is this? What? Oh my God!
So I think that's what happened. Like, she's like, I'm leaving for a while. I don't want to be in this company when this story comes out. And Vince is like, well, fuck you. I'm going to bury you to the press. And then Stephanie's like, oh, you're going to bury me? Oh, fine. I'll go call this woman and we'll get this story out. And no, now I'm CEO, bitch.
You got to remember
this. Just like in Facebook.
She's the daughter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like when your parents, if your dad cheats on your mom for the 72nd time.
Right.
She's probably like, you know what? Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah. You're embarrassing our family.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's just, yeah, like it doesn't make sense for her to leave. Vince says she's bad at this job and then she gets the top job.
Yeah.
You know, that's what doesn't make any sense about it. So I think it certainly seems like Stephanie might have something to do with this story coming out.
So if he was CEO.
Yeah.
Now she's CEO. Yeah. What is Khan's job? Like president?
He's the president. He's the one that fires everyone.
Jesus.
He's the one that fires all your favorite wrestlers when they're in the middle of a storyline, a title run, you know, all that stuff.
You know, I'm like, who's this Khan guy? Like, was he like, got his master's from Harvard and W brought him in? No.
Yeah.
Just no, The Rock's friend. Like, oh, we hung out when we were six. Like, he's just a family fucking friend, president of the company.
Hey, we need you to fire all these people because we'll look bad doing it.
Yeah.
We need someone to blame. But we'll pay you like $5 million.
I'll do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dolph, come here. I love you, bro, but come here.
The woman's friend also told the Wall Street Journal that Vince gave her like a toy to John Laurinaitis. Laurinaitis, would you like to comment? John, you're married to the Bella Twins' mother this whole time.
You know what I said, Vince? Unless it's twins, I'm not interested.
Are you sure? She's right here.
Well, then I went cross-eyed, and there were two of them.
So PW Insider reported that Laurinaitis was put on administrative leave since he's allegedly involved.
God.
Head of talent relations. I hope everyone gets fired. I hope Kevin Dunn.
Clean slate.
I hope Kevin Dunn fucks someone because he's the reason why the cameras shake around during the fucking matches vomit while watching Raw. That's his fault.
Right now, Triple H is just like, about another 3 days.
I mean, Stephanie's CEO and he runs creative. Please cross your fingers, cross your toes. We might as well cross dicks just to be safe.
If Stephanie's CEO, like the interim drops, her first phone call, Sasha Banks.
Right. Hey, yikes.
I have a match with you at SummerSlam with Ronda. You beat her in a minute.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
So I talked to our mother about this yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I told her the whole thing. And
hold on. Mom's a wild card.
She is.
You never know which way she's going to go.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll be like, men are pigs. Other times she's going to be like, you know what? I can see it. You know, like she. So what does she say?
She thinks the whole thing's a work.
Oh, that's great.
For ratings.
What have I always said? Anything in wrestling that you would think. Well, you would hope that if it was a work.
But yet our mom watches The Real Housewives of Orange County, The Real Housewives, and I DVR'd five Housewives shows for her yesterday because she didn't know how to do it on the new system. Orange County, New Jersey, New York, Atlanta, and one other one.
Have you ever tried?
And I was like, Mom, these are fake. And I'm like, I was like arguing with her about it. I shouldn't have, but I was like, these are fake. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I know when wrestling's fake and when it's not, Mom. Like, it's a publicly traded company.
Yeah.
It would be ridiculous to do all this.
It's bad, right? Like, the stock's going down. You don't do something like this.
It's not going down as much as you think it was, though, but it is going down. It wasn't
who owns WWE stock?
Huh?
I'm guessing a lot of wrestling fans.
Oh,
WWE
sure.
Stock. Yeah. Like, Vince is gone? Buy.
Well,
buy it all!
Kevin Dunn sold 15,000 shares like a week before the story came out.
What is it, $20 a share?
That's not that much money. No, it's 60 something.
Oh, it is 60.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad.
Maybe it was more than that, but he sold a lot of shares right before the story came out.
Yeah.
So now he might be in trouble for insider trading. Yeah. So hopefully he gets, you know.
What a douche.
But no, Vince released a statement saying, like, it was a long statement, but he's like, I have also pledged to accept the findings and outcome of the investigation, whatever they are. It's like, the findings? Well, you know. Why don't you just say?
You're going to accept the findings.
Yeah. Why don't you just save everyone some time, Vince, and tell us what happened?
When people, at $61 a share.
Yeah.
And it's really not.
It was only like,
months, it's only down, in a week, it's down $1.40. Yeah,
right. It's not bad. Much at all.
That's not bad. In the history of celebrities, when someone is accused of something.
Yeah.
In the rare time that they're innocent.
Yeah.
What is the first thing they do?
When they're innocent?
Yeah. No. Like when a story breaks. I'm sorry. Let me say it differently. When a story breaks. Yeah. Yeah. Like when they're innocent.
They deny it.
They deny it immediately. This is bullshit. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're in legal right to say that.
Of course.
When they're quiet.
Yeah. I pledge to accept the findings. You know the findings. Why don't you just tell us?
Yeah.
Save everyone some time.
Everyone thought Piazza was gay.
Right.
And he came out and he goes, I'm not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, yeah, that's not a crime. I know. That was weird that he had a press conference just to say that.
Yeah. But he's like, I bang porn stars. All right. So, but you dyed your hair blonde. I know.
Yeah.
I had a bi phase, but I'm not gay.
All right. So on to SmackDown. And, you know, they said this, I think, the day before that Vince McMahon is going to be on SmackDown.
They announced it.
And, of course, he opens the show.
Yes.
You know, Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And of course, the crowd pops for him. They go crazy for the guy. They don't care.
Of course. Well, it's still like, I'd pop. I'd be like, let's go. Yeah. No, 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 no. Is it too early? Okay, well, wait. We'll
and
wait.
We're like, what is he going to say? He can't talk about this in front of the crowd.
I had two predictions.
Yeah.
I had two predictions. He would deny it.
Right.
Or he would just say, thank you, guys. I'm going to take a little break. I've enjoyed everything.
Yeah. Neither of those happen.
There's always a plan C.
All right, here we go.
It is a privilege, as always, to stand before you here tonight, the WWE Universe.
Some booze.
Especially a privilege to stand here in this ring in Minnesota.
I'm surprised it didn't go like, wait till you see what happens at the end of the show.
I'm here simply to remind you of...
Get it? Minnesota?
Right.
We're in Minnesota.
Four words we just saw in the, what we call the WWE signature. Those four words are then, now, forever, and the most important word is together.
We're all in on this together. You, me, him. I'm taking you all with me.
Yeah.
My favorite Twitter account, Vince McMahon Googling, was like, how do I get the WWE crowd to pay for the sex scandal together?
Yeah,
it's so great.
You gave me money then.
Yeah.
You give me money now. You're giving me your money forever.
Oh, wait, what? I'm in trouble?
We're all in this together. You're a shareholder. You're a shareholder. Yeah. You're a shareholder.
Didn't they add the together about a year and a half ago?
Not even. No, I think it was January when she signed the NDA.
That'd be perfect.
Hold on.
We need a fact check.
And then finally he says,
welcome to SmackDown.
Suck my balls.
This is what I thought of the minute he left.
Yeah.
You know something?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm not leaving. I'm not fucking leaving.
You should have done that.
They're going to need a wrecking ball.
A wrecking ball.
To get me out of here. They're going to need to send in the National Guard because I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, my
Fuck
God.
Fuck them.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the FBI's like, all right, well, we're arresting him. Idiot.
The ball's on this guy. So, yeah, like, what's the point of Vince stepping down as CEO if he still books the show?
There's
I can't wait to see what the SmackDown ratings are. Actually, it might be out. Let me look it up real quick.
There's no other explanation for him coming out than at the last minute he pulled a Jordan Belfort and decided to say, fuck everyone. Welcome to SmackDown. I ain't admitting shit until, you know what I mean? It's my word versus hers.
Yeah.
And Laurinaitis and maybe her friend.
Oh, my God. It's 2.3 million, which that is up from what it's normally been recently.
Yeah.
But I want to know what the first quarter hour was. Yes.
That's seven. Like... Their first seven since the Monday Night
seven,
Wars.
And then after that is like 1.5 million.
No, not even. If it averaged 2.3, 0.5. He goes, welcome to SmackDown. Click, 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 click.
Yeah. And then he does that, and then we have the intro to SmackDown, which we like almost never hear anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we never get the intro to any shows on WWE. And then we have an in-ring promo from Riddle. And I'm like, how? How do we go from Vince McMahon's sex? Like, how? How do we pay attention to Riddle's promo here?
Right.
And Riddle, like, it was almost like a eulogy for Randy Orton.
Interesting.
I was like, did he die?
Right.
Like, he dedicates his match with Reigns to Randy. Then they hit Orton's music. It's like, and now let's hit his music one last time.
Yeah.
I hear voices in my head.
What is happening?
Cheer for me, cause I am dead. Cheer for me. I was like, it felt like a eulogy. It was really weird.
They've been celebrating wrestlers though. Like, it was Batista month and it was Orton month.
Yeah, anything, Cena month. Anything for a pop or you know, ratings, which doesn't really work in the end. But
come on.
That's like why when COVID happened, Vince was like, 25th year anniversary for Triple H. Get out there.
Right.
What?
Right.
What is that?
Huh?
What are you talking about? So next up, we have Madcap versus Happy Corbin.
12.
This was booked as a last laugh match.
Right.
And we were wondering, like, what's that? What are the stipulations?
Who gets the last laugh?
And it was just a normal match.
Yeah. No, normal match.
Should have had some stipulations.
Yeah.
Last laugh match. It almost sounds like a last standing match. Maybe you could do something with that. Yeah. No, it's just a match. Madcap beats Corbin with two punchlines in his hometown. And then after the match, Madcap grabs the mic and says, "Hey, Corbin." And he just laughs like a fucking
maniac. That's the stipulation.
Maniac again.
You have to laugh. And that's
the okay. I get
the bell didn't ring till he laughed.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, good. He's still a dumbass. That's great. Hopefully he never laughs again. Mm. But after Madcap leaves, Corbin grabs the mic and yells at Pat McAfee for talking shit about him on commentary. And then McAfee grabs the mic and has the crowd laugh Corbin out of the arena. So I guess Corbin jobs to McAfee at SummerSlam.
It's probably.
I mean, they're probably fighting at SummerSlam.
McAfee won or lost? He won, right?
He beat Theory and then lost to Vince McMahon.
Oh, right.
I mean, no, you would think, obviously, he has to lose to Corbin. Corbin's been losing for months. You know, like, Corbin has to win some match.
Yeah.
But you never know. Corbin, they love humiliating him.
It's
especially
like,
at SummerSlam. He got squashed by the demon Finn Balor in like 30 seconds. He got squashed by Cena. Both of those times were at SummerSlam.
Yeah. So. He's the Josh of WWE, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just me.
So next up we have The New Day versus Jinder Mahal and
Shanky.
And The New Day stood in the ring. The New Day stood in the ring for two commercial breaks. They're just hanging out. So Shanky was dominating Kofi. So Woods started playing the trombone, and Shanky started dancing. And I was like, is this Weekend at Bernie's 2? Like, the shitty one.
The shitty one.
If you ever want to, like, the best definition of jumping the shark, I know that comes from when Fonz actually jumped the shark.
Right. Because then what do you do from... What do you
in
do from
Happy that? Days.
Yeah.
But, like, Weekend at Bernie's 2, the first movie's so funny, and the sequel, there's, like...
He's dead.
He actually comes to life
but
and
he's
dances,
possessed.
And he knows where a treasure is.
He's possessed.
Yeah. One of the worst sequels ever. So Mahal tags himself in. He yells at Shanky for dancing. And then Kofi hits Trouble in Paradise for the win. So obviously they're breaking up Mahal and Shanky, and we're supposed to care about that.
Yeah.
But we don't. Next up, we have Adam Pearce's Money in the Bank decision. And they all come out to the ring as if like this is a contract signing. We have Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, and Pierce all in the ring. And Pierce announces that Sheamus is in the Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
And Sheamus brags. He talks shit to Drew. So McIntyre clotheslines him out of the ring. And then, of course, Pierce says, Drew is also in the Money in the Bank match.
Just like we said.
They both lost the qualifying match.
Hey, if we're ever in a qualifying
and they're in.
Match for Money in the Bank,
yeah.
Let's just step outside the ring and
yeah,
stare
get
at
counted
each other.
Out. Right.
10? Okay. Hey,
shake
congratulations. Yeah. We're both in the match. Good job.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's great. Next up, we have Raquel Rodriguez versus Shayna Baszler in a Money in the Bank qualifying match with Lacey Evans on commentary. Raquel wins with the Tejana Bomb.
Oh, my God. Shayna has fallen. She squashed her. That's got to qualify as a squash match.
Of course.
She squashed Shayna, arguably the greatest NXT champion of all time.
Unbelievable. Backstage, Max Dupree.
One of those.
He bitches to Adam Pearce that the lights aren't bright enough in the ring to show off his new clients. So he calls it off. They show that there was a spotlight in the ring, and he didn't like that spotlight. So he's like, we're not doing it this week. Which really, that's 2 weeks in a row that they've pushed this back.
Why?
Because Vince still hasn't decided
hasn't
who it's going to be.
It's, it's the best.
Vince, we have Mace Face right here. How about him? No.
T-Bar is a good-looking guy.
I'm dealing with a lot right now. Yeah. Excuse me, I got a lot on my mind. We push it back a couple weeks, months, years.
Right.
Tell Dupree to come back later.
Dupree. Sir, his contract's up in a month.
What? There's no way I'm going to remember that next week. Let's just book Face. Put Face with him. Mace Face, whatever.
Mace Face, T-Bar Base.
Yeah. When are we going to find... This will be like, what, another month before...
WrestleMania. No, if they can't decide now, that means they didn't have it planned. So I feel like this is going to go in another direction.
Maybe.
Like he's going to go out to the ring, announce his guy. Cena's music's going to hit next week or something. Cena goes, no, I'm not in your group. And he FUs him or whatever. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Never hear from him again.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it is an
LA Knight shows up at NXT taping.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser. And Kaiser cuts a long promo about how no one will ever beat Gunther. And then it's Gunther's turn to talk, and he just says, I am the new Intercontinental Champion. We're like, yeah, we know. We see it.
Yeah.
It's on your shoulder there.
Right. Who's beating him?
Great job.
Probably Ricochet.
Ricochet. Yeah. They're fighting next week. Rematch.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Riddle versus Roman Reigns. Oh, that's right. We have a title match tonight.
Holy crap.
That no one cared about because Vince McMahon just whipped his dick out on national television. One day he is going to do that. Like, he's going to get two. If he does, I hope he does this every show. Like, he does it. Like, he just keeps doing it every week. He even shows up to NXT one day.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, never thought you'd see me here, did you? Where am I?
Yeah.
Anyways, this has always been my favorite show.
Right.
Triple H. Oh, wait, I fired you. Yeah, that's right. You're fired from NXT. Welcome to 2.0.
Yeah. He won't even say NXT.
Yeah. So, yeah, Riddle versus Reigns for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
Yeah.
Took nearly 20 minutes for this match to start, but eventually it did. Riddle hit the floating bro, and the crowd was shocked to see Reigns kick out.
Yeah. Come on now.
I mean, it was a really good match. Obviously, the crowd was into it.
Yeah.
Reigns dropped Riddle on the announce table, just like Orton did. And then Roman spoke into the camera to talk shit to Randy. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Riddle went for an RKO, but Reigns countered with a Uranagi slam. I like that. Roman went for a spear, but Riddle hit an RKO. But, of course, Reigns kicked out. But we've seen Orton do that to Reigns when Reigns goes for a spear and he gets an RKO.
Right.
So it was good stuff. Riddle hit another floating bro off the top rope, and he goes for another RKO, but Roman escapes. Riddle goes for a springboard knee, but Reigns hits the spear in midair to remain the double champ.
Yeah.
After the match, Reigns grabs a mic and says, there's no one left. I've smashed them all.
So then that's when everyone looks down the ramp?
Of course. And we're like, wait, he smashed them all. It's got to be someone new. And like, you know, the fan in us, the mark in us is like, could this really be The Rock here? Like, setting it up this long in advance? It has to be someone new. Because he said, there's no one left. That means it has to be someone new.
Because they've been kind of setting up Orton, right? Like, in a way.
Right.
If you told me Orton's the one who pins Reigns, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
He's an all-time great.
Right.
He's going for the record, right? Like, I can see him beating Reigns.
Yeah.
With the RKO, the most devastating move, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They're kind of, you know, he beats Riddle. But you're like, can't be him. It's got to be someone we've never seen. It's
at least someone that's never fought Reigns.
Right. And even then, the NXT champion would have been fine here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The music hits, and it's Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Well, it's SmackDown.
Yeah.
Same old
Friday night SmackDown.
It's the same fucking show.
Yeah.
Same show.
I mean, I've been excited to see Brock lately, but he came out and I was just like, what?
Why can't we have him in just any other feud?
Anyone else?
Anything. You lost to Reigns in back-to-back kind of pay-per-views that you were at.
You know what? They have Roman Reigns. They have Brock Lesnar as their top stars. And they had Cody, which, you know, they didn't even build up. He was from another company.
Yeah.
Then they lost Cody and it was like, well, we only have two.
Brock again? Brock loses again?
Who could you book?
Anyone.
To fight Reigns at SummerSlam.
You have time. Anyone.
Who?
Orton?
He's injured. You know, we'll talk really about that injured? Later. Yeah.
I don't know. You could build up Kofi, former champion, real quick. I mean, you could build up anyone.
But no one would
it's
even...
It's got to be someone that's going to lose.
You wouldn't even believe that he even has a chance. I mean, Brock
I don't believe Brock has
Brock
a chance.
Brock doesn't have a chance, but he certainly has more of a chance than anyone else would. If Vince, you know, did some cocaine and decided to fucking go with Brock that night.
Sure.
We're going to go with Brock. And then he beats Roman at SummerSlam, and for some reason he only gets one belt.
Right.
You get, and Roman's just like.
He's just, here.
Roman's like, this one.
No, he's like,
in the other one.
He's like, no, he's like this. He's like this.
Shit.
It doesn't matter. It's like, hey, pick one.
That one.
Here. Just gives him the one he doesn't pick.
Right.
Belts.
So Brock gets to the ring. He shakes Roman's hand, gives him an F5, and then he gives the Usos F5s, and he stands tall to end the show.
Why would Roman shake his hand? Like, have you not seen Brock do this 100 times to everyone?
Okay, when he came out.
Yeah.
And he offered his hand. I was like, oh my God, what a great twist it would have been if they shook hands and then Brock Lesnar joins the bloodline.
Oh, two monsters. King Kong, not versus Godzilla, and Godzilla.
And then Roman just gives him one of the belts.
Yeah. I won't beat
like,
your ass.
Like, that's like the deal they made is Roman's like, all right, look. Like backstage they made this deal where it's like, you don't fight me, but I'll give you one of these belts. And Brock's like, done.
Yeah, but they kind of already had that before WrestleMania.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my God.
But instead, in this time, they're actually partners, and they're in the same group.
I'll let you hold one of the belts.
Right.
Go to the ring. Yeah.
So there you go. That's SmackDown. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam.
Announced
Roman
right away.
Reigns is taking another pay-per-view off. He will not be there for Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
So the main event, I guess, will be the men's ladder match, which adds no excitement when you could win that and you can't even cash it in that night.
I know. The Shield holding, every Shield member holding the world title in one night is like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. One of our fans, well, we'll talk about this later, but all right, so Raw opens with Bianca Belair, and Belair says Rhea Ripley will not be medically cleared for Money in the Bank. Judgment Day is cursed. They were not on the show again. No one. Like, what? Rhea Ripley, what about Finn Balor and Damian Priest? They weren't on the show.
Hottest only. What do you call it?
So Ripley, I thought this was all... Ripley actually kneed herself...
Yeah.
Ripley actually kneed herself in the face and fucked up her teeth when she became the number one contender in that match.
What?
It's a really... If you watch the video, like, she gets flipped over, then her right foot hits the bottom rope, and it bounces back and knees her in the mouth.
Oof.
It's like, oh, Jesus.
Oof.
So Belair says there will be a fatal five-way tonight to decide who her Money in the Bank opponent will be. So Becky Lynch comes out. I'm going to win. Then Asuka comes out, and she calls Becky a big-time baby.
Ah! Dominic bullshit!
Yeah. Then Liv Morgan comes out because she's ready to fight. Then Carmella comes out and suggests kicking Liv out of the match for some reason.
Yeah.
And then finally Alexa Bliss comes out and asks Carmella, should I name drop the guy with no chin who won the Money in the Bank match for you? So we have Becky versus Asuka versus Liv versus Carmella versus Alexa. Liv and Alexa do the roly-poly thing like way too long.
Yep.
It was terrible. Becky hit Asuka with a manhandle slam and went for the pin, but Alexa broke it up with Twisted Bliss. In the end, Carmella super kicks Liv for the win.
Just boom.
The worst one.
The worst one kicks the one we kind of wanted to see.
Yeah.
Even if she loses, I'd love to see Liv just wrestle. Yeah,
it's going to be a terrible match.
Of course.
And it also, I guess Carmella dropped the mask gimmick. She's not wearing the mask anymore for matches. Done. That just shows you they really want Becky and Asuka in the Money in the Bank match. But yeah, our two women's championship matches, Belair versus Carmella and Ronda versus Natalya.
Wow.
That's terrible.
That's horrible.
That's really
horrid. Yeah.
Later backstage, Carmella pushes Belair from behind. And Belair's dead.
Yeah.
How evil. Backstage, Becky bitches to Adam Pearce that she should be in the Money in the Bank match. And he's like, well, you were originally going to fight Asuka anyway for a qualifying match, so might as well fucking do that. So that's the main event for later. Then we have an in-ring promo from Vince McMahon.
Here he comes.
Let's see what he has to say this time.
30 minutes.
Tonight marks the 1,517th edition of Monday Night Raw.
Oh, that's why he's out there.
1,517?
Yeah. It's a special day.
It's the golden.
Which makes it, well, it continues to make it the longest running episodic television show in history.
I think Days of Our Lives has to beat.
And for that, I say thank you.
All those daytime soap operas have been on longer.
Raw's been on the air for almost 30 years.
Yeah, since
20 of those 30 years has been dominated by the greatest WWE superstar of all time.
But we're on every week. We don't take a break.
It's in return to Raw live here next week. I make reference to no less than Mr. Hustle, loyalty, and respect, John Cena.
That's it, and then he leaves. He almost falls out of the ring. You see that?
Yeah.
He just jumped. He said John Cena's been dominating for 20 years. Like, well, 15. Then he left.
Right.
You know, like he's barely been here.
I wouldn't call the last two dominating.
No.
No.
Definitely
he just
not.
Comes and loses to whoever he's fighting.
The greatest superstar of all time.
Oh, and then Stone Cold's on the show next month.
The greatest superstar of all time.
And then Hogan's back.
Yeah.
The greatest superstar. I'm getting tired of this. How many goats do we have? Get my bitch in the back. Tell her I want to fuck.
Vince, no.
Vince,
no.
You can't fuck
no,
anymore.
No.
Vince, you have no dick. There's no dick left.
It's out. We can't talk like that anymore.
There's steroids.
Did he get a handler that kind of hit right. everyone and did everything?
Yeah.
Go Maybe. Get me four girls.
Next up, we have Riddle versus the Nigerian giant Omos in a Money in the Bank qualifying match. Told you. Riddle comes out. We go to commercial.
I hated this.
Back from commercial, Riddle's all smiles since losing to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But he cuts a promo about how he feels bad for letting Randy down. And he says, I know I can't challenge Roman Reigns again, but I can win Money in the Bank. And then challenge him? Okay. So MVP comes out. He tells Riddle, you will get high tonight when Omar snatches you off your feet and slams you back down to reality. And then Riddle says, I'm going to beat Omos with the three most destructive letters in sports entertainment, RK-Bro. And then we go to commercial again. As for the match, it sucked. Omos wins. Omos is in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
I was ready to riot. Like, Riddle's up and coming.
Yeah.
I said this when he was in NXT. I said, you can book this guy as a champion.
Right.
Just put some shoes on him. But you could book this guy as, like, a champion. And, like, he can have, like, a Orton-like run in his career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They made him dumb, but you can smarten him up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And he fights Reigns too early. But that's okay, right? Because he's not ready to beat him. They tape up his ribs, and he just loses to Omos. Like, it's nothing.
That's it.
Like, what are you doing?
One of the worst
wrestlers. You could have Omos against anybody. Yeah. Anyone.
Go check out our worst wrestler bracket at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling to see how far Omos got, because he was on there.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So after the match, Seth Rollins comes out. He beats up Riddle, then cuts a promo making fun of him. He reminds us that he has Roman Reigns' number. And it's like, that's right. He won at the Royal Rumble.
He did.
He won by DQ and never got a rematch.
Never.
And Seth says, if you thought the first time I cashed in my Money in the Bank contract was something, then you ain't seen nothing yet. Riddle attacks him, but Seth hits him with the curb stomp. And that ends the segment.
So clearly, Seth is not winning Money in the Bank, and he's going to feud with Riddle after that.
You think?
Maybe.
So,
or he can still feud with Riddle and win.
Our fan Beast Snow had a theory, and now I think he nailed it 100%. Right. Reigns versus Lesnar is a last man standing match at SummerSlam. So Bisno said Seth will win Money in the Bank, cash in at SummerSlam while Reigns and Lesnar are both down and being counted out. But instead of Seth just winning, they'll fucking get up before the 10 count. He said he'll cash in while they're being counted out. But so I think all that's correct. I think though that Reigns and Lesnar will both get up and Seth will fail a cash
in. So he does it again where he cashes in on their match.
Yeah.
That'd be the only thing
that makes this,
that
match,
makes
good.
This match good. And then it becomes like a 5-minute triple threat as opposed to last time where it ended faster. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
And then Reigns just beats Seth and doesn't have to pin Brock.
Exactly.
Oh, this is genius.
So then him and Brock can fight again.
Oh, God.
At Survivor Series and then Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. And it's the feud that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friend.
Then you have Seth not losing in a one-on-one match.
Yeah.
You have Brock not getting pinned.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just too
And
perfect.
It's just, he can't pin them because it's last man standing. So now two of them will have to be dead.
Or as soon as
the match
still,
you
ends.
Don't have to pin...
Interesting.
You don't have to pin, you know, he doesn't have to pin anyone. They're just dead.
Like, they're dead and the ref's on 9 and his music hits.
Yeah.
He cashes in. He goes, continue.
Right. And the 10. Ref's like, no, the ref's like, 1. Asshole.
Like, what? Asshole. Yeah.
No, I think the ref will be on 5 and Seth will come out and be like, come on, count faster, motherfucker. And then they'll both get up.
Yeah, but if the Usos both pick up Roman, does that count as him getting up?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's all these stupid.
Yeah.
Ways they could do it.
Right.
You know, like Ciampa rolling off the stage.
Right.
Just to be like, and he's hanging with his, and he's handcuffed to the thing.
It's fucking
but he's
perfect.
Like, yeah, I'm standing technically.
Right.
That was great.
It's great.
Or you could do like Reigns and Kevin Owens where Reigns can't get the handcuffs loose and then the ref just stops counting because
just
they botched the whole fucking thing.
Like Reigns, get to a squat.
Yeah.
Like, kind of.
Right.
Just to kind of do it.
So
he's
bad.
He's like, no.
It was so bad. Next up, we have an in-ring.
How do you not have a release lever?
Yeah.
Put children's handcuffs.
Yeah.
And just release it and break out like he's too strong.
Yeah.
Hello?
Right.
McFly.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Theory. He says, John Cena's time is up and mine is now. Okay.
Yeah, great.
So Cena's going to kick your ass next week?
Who cares?
I'm sure.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Then Theory makes fun of Bobby Lashley and he starts posing again. Lashley appears behind him and Theory takes a selfie and sees him. And then this week, Lashley gets revenge. He squirts in Theory's face and hits a spear. And then Lashley tries that talking thing again. It's like, you know what?
Wouldn't recommend it.
I'm going to try it. And they're like, don't you do it.
Oh boy.
But he goes for it.
I'll say this one time for you clear so you can understand.
Oh, no.
For you what?
I'll say this one time for you clear so you can understand clearly.
I don't understand, Lashley.
I got nothing.
I don't know.
I'm not asking you, Theory. I'm telling you, this United States title is coming home with me.
He beat Omos and MVP at the last pay-per-view.
Yes.
Hell in a Cell.
Okay.
He holds up a replica WWE championship. There's no way he would have done that without Vince's approval. You know?
I bet he would have.
I don't know.
You're talking about a smart individual or not a smart individual? Come on now.
But I mean, has this guy ever improvised in his life?
I don't know.
This guy needs direction more than anyone.
Yeah.
But he holds up a WWE championship. Now he's going for the United States title.
The other one's taken.
Yeah. Later, Theory says Lashley has to win a 3-man gauntlet match if he wants a title shot.
A 3-man?
He could win
a 5-man in his sleep with Lashley as a baby face.
Three. When has there ever been a 3-man gauntlet?
Is it like Lesnar, Reigns, and Rollins?
No.
Because maybe he won't win that.
Yeah. Then we have Jey Uso versus Angelo Dawkins. Dawkins beats Jey with his finishing move. Who cares?
Yeah.
Then we have the only reason why I was even interested in watching Raw this week was the Elias concert. First, we see Ezekiel and Elias talking backstage, and we had theories. Joe had the wild one where, you know, he has a twin, or maybe they figured out how to clone someone.
They're not cloning. But I think I voted on what actually happened.
The Titantron thing.
Right? I'm pretty sure. I don't know if we
wrote it down. Once I said it, you're like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But they flipped it. It wasn't Elias on the Titantron.
Right.
And it wasn't a pre-recorded from 6 months ago Elias. First, we see Ezekiel and Elias talking backstage. You know, they're in the same shot, but Multiplicity came out 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So we've had this technology for a while.
Long time. They won't touch.
And Elias has a fake beard.
I mean, it's...
That's what they did.
It's so fake.
Yeah.
It doesn't match the hair color.
Duh. No.
Hello.
And the mustache is the worst part.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
You can see
the scar like coming out of the beard too. You're like,
He has a fake beard. Elias tells Zeke, you know, you're doing a great job, and they tell each other,
I love you.
Right.
And then we have the Elias concert, and Elias actually comes out to the ring. He dedicates a song to his younger brother, and he starts to play it, but Kevin Owens interrupts.
You are a disgusting liar with no integrity. Okay? But not me. I'm French Canadian. I'm as smart as it gets. Okay. I know you're a liar. I know you and Ezekiel are the same person. Okay. You think that video of the two of you on the couch? You think that fooled me? Huh? No. Hey, special effects, movie magic. They can do whatever they want today. I saw a movie with a dinosaur in it last week. I saw a T-Rex.
Wait, did you watch Jurassic Park yet?
Yeah.
Does the T-Rex fly a helicopter?
No.
Oh, I was like, well, you never know. He's just in it. Just
no, look. Somehow the movie's stupider than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
I'm
even
so
see
excited.
It.
I haven't
don't
even. I have to.
Even.
Really?
See it.
Oh.
Don't even see it. I'll tell you later.
I'll watch it on my home theater in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Right. That's the better decision. It's not worth seeing.
Damn it.
It's not even about dinosaurs. Anyways, Zeke appears on the Titantron and he's like, see? See, I told you, we're not lying, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm Ezekiel, and that's my brother Elias. So Elias sings a song about Kevin Owens being a liar. Owens grabs his guitar, throws it out of the ring. Elias hits Owens with a jumping knee, and then he smashes another guitar over KO's back. All this segment did was make me want Elias back. I was like, oh, yeah, that guy looks cool.
I was waiting for you to finish 100%. Elias is so much better than Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Even with the fake beard.
Right.
I'll take fake beard Elias.
Fake beard until he can grow.
100%. Oh, my God. He's cool.
And then
the poor guy's got so many scars on his face.
Yeah, it's
which
awful.
Which is really a great reason why I love having a beard now full time.
Right.
Because I have a couple little acne things that I don't like looking at.
Yeah.
So, like, you get to cover it and... Poor Elias had it covered, and then Vince was like, shave it.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
I want to see it. So backstage, Owens cuts another promo, and he's hilarious.
I can't take this anymore. Next week, I'm challenging him to a match, okay? And I don't care if it's Elias, Ezekiel, or their even younger brother that we haven't met yet, Elrod. I don't care. Me versus Waddle next week.
So then Zeke walks up. Accepts the match, and Kevin Owens is in shock.
I mean, it's amazing.
And then
that's
he sits,
great timing.
And then he sits down, and he's like, Elrod! If not for Kevin Owens, this would be one of the worst storylines in WWE history. Kevin Owens is the only thing that's making this good, because he's funny.
Because he's, like, the only one that thinks that he's lying.
Yeah.
Everyone else, including...
But, I mean, like, if you... I think Seth Rollins could have pulled off, it wouldn't have been as funny. But anyone else... on the roster that is the Kevin Owens of this storyline, like it would just suck.
It would not be great, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Imagine if it was Ricochet.
Unless there's really two of them, and even this week they did like the, yeah. Let's just work with one of them to make
you
it
won't
look
give
like
it up.
There's one of them.
You'll never give it up.
No.
The storyline's going to pay off, and Joe's like, ah, they didn't want to do it.
They left him at home. How stupid. No, it's clear that there's one of them now, but
yeah.
I don't know where they're going. Where do they go with this?
I don't know.
How do you end it when the face is the one lying?
You can't book, right. Like you have to figure out what you're going to do when you book this. They clearly haven't.
No.
They have no idea what
I mean, I'm sure they have an end game. It's just not going to be good. You can't start this without an end game. The pitch has got to be like
time.
Let's say Elias has a brother, we'll shave him.
How many times have they thrown a storyline away and it never paid off? Every time.
Every time. In the last 5 years.
Every single time.
Every time. Yeah.
60% of the time, we do it every time. So then we have the Bobby Lashley gauntlet match. He fought Gable first and struggled for a very long time. Gable's like chest bumping him and Lashley's falling. What the fuck is happening? I like Gable, but he's 2 feet shorter and 200 pounds lighter.
Right.
Gable hit a beautiful moonsault. Lashley kicked out. He eventually made Gable tap to the Hurt Lock. And then Otis attacked him from behind because he's next. And this goes on for a while. Otis misses the Vader bomb. Lashley goes for the Hurt Lock, but he can't do it to Otis. So Lashley spears Otis and goes for the pin. But Gable attacks Lashley for the DQ because I guess they don't want to bury Otis.
Why?
And then the third opponent is Theory.
How dumb.
Theory goes for the ATL, but Lashley counters and wins with a... Is this the first one? Is this really the first one?
It doesn't matter. A man who's 10 times stronger had to do a roll-up.
Yeah. Lashley wins with a roll-up. Yeah. Because he's going to make him tap at Money in the Bank, I guess. I don't know. I think so. Lashley's winning this back so that Theory could fight Cena at SummerSlam and lose without Cena taking a belt.
Well, then when is he going to be? Oh, Money in the Bank, they fight for the title.
Yeah.
So fucking dumb.
Speaking of so fucking dumb, next up we have Miz TV. His guest is AJ Styles.
Let me read your notes.
Yeah.
There's a classic Miz TV segment. Miz is a jerk.
Yeah.
Styles mentions something about him, his tiny balls.
Yeah.
Miz gets upset. Styles punches him.
That's it. Yeah.
Scene.
Yeah.
But then, of course.
They're like, oh, Styles, you know, you had Omos. He hated you. And then the Judgment Day. And everyone's like, what? Who? What? Balor? No. What?
Right.
He's not commented on that.
No.
And then after he knocks down Miz, and then Ciampa just attacks Styles, and we go to commercial, and we have AJ Styles and Ciampa. AJ Styles
match.
Versus Ciampa,
right?
And it's just on Raw. Like we should be so much more excited for this match.
It's a throwaway last minute Raw match.
Yeah,
and it was a really good match.
It was.
It was a great working
AJ
match.
AJ Styles and Ciampa,
right?
And I guess Ciampa's gonna be Miz's. Bitch now? That's what they're doing with Ciampa? He still hasn't cut a promo since turning heel.
No.
Champ.
No.
He just, fuck you. All right, I'm mad now.
Can someone just be like, Vince, just, can I have 1 minute?
No.
No. 30 seconds, mm-mm, please.
No.
Here's 12 seconds of Champ as a heel in NXT. Just watch it, please.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yep.
The greatest sports entertainer of all time, Vince, doesn't get mic time.
Vince, he even said the thing you like, sports entertainment.
He said the thing.
He even said that bullshit thing that you love. He did it for you.
And well, he could have said pro wrestler. It's NXT.
Yeah, it's NXT.
You don't watch it.
They're allowed to say wrestling because you don't watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said your thing.
So
he's like, but he's not the greatest sports entertainer of all time. Watch him. It's the best storyline since Triple H and HBK.
I get it. Maybe he's too short to be WWE champion, but he could at least be an IC champ, a US champ, and actually have a storyline because people like him.
Once Shawn won the title, anybody could win the title. Then Rey Mysterio won the title. Then really anybody can win the title. So don't give me this champ is too short bullshit. Come on.
Yeah.
The best guys are, it doesn't matter the size anymore.
Just so Styles wins.
How much taller is Styles than Ciampa?
No, Styles is short. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So who cares?
Probably not.
As long as they're awesome. That's all we care about.
Yeah. Or phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Styles wins with the phenomenal forearm.
Sure.
Miz tries to cheap shot AJ, but he gets a Styles clash. Fuck you.
Great.
Styles will lose at Money in the Bank. Why isn't Styles in Money in the Bank match?
Yeah. Like he could lose and have a phenomenal match.
Yes. He's AJ Styles. He should be in every ladder match.
How many spots are left?
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't ask me that question.
Who cares? How many little shadowy figures are still in the background? Three?
Vince is still on WWE 2K. He can't decide which wrestler to put in.
Yeah.
That's how he decides.
There's still two women spots.
And Vince just...
And there's only two women left.
Yeah.
You're like,
Vince just hits the random button every time.
Bing.
Yeah. Next up, oh boy, Kevin Patrick interviews Veer Mahan. And he's just standing there. He, again, one of my pet peeves, he's not even afraid of this monster. This guy's supposed to be a monster. Kevin Patrick's like, I'm here with Veer. Hey, Veer, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm going to play a song in the background.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is the end of Veer. It has to be.
I couldn't stop laughing at this promo.
I was dying.
Take a listen.
What I did to the Mysterio?
The Mysterio.
Oh. Hold on. Let's count the errors.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Just the beginning. WWE has never seen hunger like mine before.
Okay.
I loved carnage. No one knows how to stop me because I can't stop. WWE, the locker room mate. Chitane B superstar hai. Un sabko ek bhayankar manjar ka darshan karaunga.
Sure. What?
I will not be stopped.
I will
until
not be stopped.
There's nothing left to pick up on that bone.
I won't be stopped until there's nothing left. And then you'll be stopped?
Then you'll be stopped?
Please stop.
Stop.
Fear. Fear.
There it is. There it is.
My favorite part though is
carnage.
There it is. Wait.
I love carnage.
What's messed up is this. He doesn't have a big accent or anything.
No.
He sounds like I'm talking to you, but he still can't speak English.
Right.
Andrew, I can't stop. I won't stop.
Yeah. It's just Miley like, yeah. They need to put Veer and Lashley together and they just like fucking cut promos.
Just have the
they
funniest
both come
promo
out to the ring.
Time.
I love carnage. Let me say this clearly. No.
I love stopped.
If we ever do a worst promo part 3 bracket, remind me to put this on.
We had like 2 or 3 from just this episode. Remember how I usually go award, double award, nominee.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to spoil it. Double award winner.
Winner. Yeah. Then we have Becky versus Asuka, Money in the Bank qualifying match. Asuka beats Becky clean with a kick to the head.
Kick.
And Becky cries on the floor to end Raw.
Kick, punch, and kick. to win.
With Becky crying.
Does like a Rollins cry. Those are very family-like.
So Becky will get in the last chance match, I'm sure, and then win the fucking thing.
Probably.
You know?
It's all they have is her. They can give it to Alexa, who we'd love to see have it again. They can give it to Liv, who we'd love to see have anything. Give it to Liv. You don't think Liv is good enough to win the title on her own? Then let her beat the fuck out of someone who's already gotten beat the fuck out of and win the title.
Right.
Who hasn't won the title yet?
Her.
Just Liv!
Wait, Doudrop.
I don't count Lacey Evans because Lacey Evans because she just got there. But yeah, yeah. Has she had a title yet? Does she have the SmackDown title?
No, no.
But she's still brand new.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Liv's the only one who's been there that hasn't had the title.
No 24/7 title stuff, but Doudrop won the 24/7 title on Main Event.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, please shut up.
Wow.
Stop talking about it.
Maybe it wasn't canon. It's probably not canon. It's Main Event. It's on Hulu.
Dana, no, like R-Truth just comes out. None of it was canon.
Yeah.
It was all a dream.
Right.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, let's get to awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Becky. What the fuck is she wearing?
I had
Shanky.
Yeah, he was just in clothes.
Yeah.
Not wrestling gear or anything. Best dressed?
This was hard, as was my day. I had Carmella.
Okay.
That leopard thing.
I had Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, you know. It was one of the two.
Worst acting?
Lashley, you sucked, but you got out sucked by Veer.
Fear.
When you, look, here's how to say that. Fear, Veer.
Yeah.
Up, down. He goes, Fear, Veer. he goes up with it. I don't know.
How about,
you tell me.
I love carnage.
Right. Not, I love carnage.
Carnage.
What?
Fear, Veer.
I guess, if you want.
Then that should have been like, I don't know, should we?
What I did to the Mysterio.
The Spider-Man villain?
I can't stop.
B, you fuck.
I can't.
B.
I can't stop talking. This promo was supposed to be 5 minutes.
I can't stop.
But Vince yelled into Kevin Patrick's ear, stop talking.
We won't stop. I can't stop.
I won't stop.
Miley Cyrus.
Best acting?
Oh, Kevin
That's
Owens.
Easy. Kevin so Owens, good, of course.
So good.
Worst comment? I had all of carnage.
I can't stop.
One of those has to be added to the soundboard.
Oh, dude.
I love carnage. Like, and then we have Brock Lesnar beats up 10 security guys. I love carnage.
Or if just Lashley or anybody cuts a stupid promo. Well, look, I can't stop.
Best comment?
I was just saying Nebraska and then, you know, fooled and then French Canadian.
Yeah, I had him saying, I saw a T-Rex fly a helicopter.
That's great, yeah.
Worst match?
I had Riddle Omos because
me too.
I hate that Omos pinned Riddle clean.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Me too.
At least have fucking MVP hit him over the head with the cane or something.
Yeah.
Clean?
Right.
Fuck off.
I don't care that he's 7'4". He sucks.
Yeah.
He's the fucking worst, man.
Yeah.
Super slow-mo?
I don't know. Last laugh?
The gauntlet.
Oh, the gauntlet. Yeah. Sure.
Best match?
Riddle Reigns.
Riddle Reigns.
I mean, Ciampa AJ was good, but Riddle Reigns was bigger.
Yeah. Worst move?
Vince coming out, not saying anything, saying nothing. It's my worst move.
I live in Alexa's roly-poly.
Oh.
You know, it's just dumb. It went on forever. And then the ref had to stop. He's like, shoulders are up. Shoulders are up. So bad. Best move?
I don't know. I didn't really have anything.
I had Orton or Roman doing Orton's table spot. Like he dropped Riddle.
Sure.
And then he looked into the camera and he was like, where you at, Randy?
Right.
You
know? I'll go with that.
Worst moment or segment?
Oh, God. I mean, Veer, triple winner?
Yeah.
Or you can go Lashley.
I had Vince McMahon coming out.
Oh, sure.
And then best moment.
Vince McMahon. Out.
It was the best and worst thing I've ever seen.
It really was.
I was laughing the entire time.
It was horrible because he
didn't like worst,
do it.
It's like worst moment, Vince coming out on Raw. Best moment, SmackDown. Vince coming out on SmackDown.
Right.
I thought that one was better.
Oh, my
shorter.
God.
But yeah.
I'm not fucking leaving!
Amazing.
They're going to make you.
What is he going to do on SmackDown this Friday?
Can they make
I just want everyone to acknowledge Roman Reigns, just like I acknowledge him.
Right.
And I signed an NDA because I sucked Roman's nuts.
I don't think he's allowed more than 51% of the stock to go out to anyone.
No.
So they, I don't care if he's even guilty. I mean, he's not guilty of a crime?
No. Well, in some crimes, it is illegal to cheat on your wife. Or in some states.
Yeah.
But there's no penalty for it.
No. So, I mean, like, he can just be like, yeah, I don't care. The stock's plummeting. I don't care. I still
own it. Unless we find out in the end, like, we find out he did something to her. As of right now, we don't know, right?
Yeah.
Unless we find out, you know. But, I mean, treating her as a sex toy, like, giving her to Lord, I don't know, you know.
We need to hear more details on that because, yeah. I mean, giving her, like, what woman would just be given and be like, yeah, that's fine. Unless Vince is like, look, I doubled your salary. Will you just go suck his dick? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And she's like, fuck.
Yeah.
So, but that's harassment.
Well, that's it. I mean, right? He basically gave her a pay raise to fuck him.
I know.
And that's company money. That's shareholder money.
Yeah, but it's hard to disprove that she didn't deserve it from her job if her job was done well.
Let's look at the timeline. You were late for work. You know.
You were out of town when Vince was out of town. You didn't get that time off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
All right, on to breaking news. So more Vince McMahon stuff. Vince McMahon and former XFL commissioner Oliver Luck recently agreed to terms on a settlement following a 2-year legal battle. Luck filed a wrongful termination lawsuit against Vince after the XFL stopped play and fired everyone due to COVID.
I mean, come on. There was nothing to do.
He was paying Oliver Luck so much money. It was ridiculous. I think $20 million. I mean, it was ridiculous.
What?
His contract was insane for the XFL.
What?
Yeah.
Like, Goodell makes 35 and that's way too much.
Right. It's ridiculous.
At least he runs a zillion-dollar company. XFL was never
that. Yeah, and Oliver, it's like, well, you're Andrew Luck's dad. All right. Do you know about football?
Yeah. Well, he played in the NFL.
Oliver Luck didn't?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was he a quarterback?
I think so.
Like a backup?
He wasn't good.
When? In the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Oliver Luck.
Either he played in the NFL or he was really good in college.
I think
he played for, the Oilers. Jesus.
But he never
quarterback
played.
Of the Oilers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know if he played.
Play.
Yeah.
But that qualifies you to be the commissioner of a football
league? No. Not at all. He was on the Oilers for 5 years. That's all he did.
Yeah, what did he do?
I didn't realize he was the president and general manager of the Houston Dynamo. What?
Oh, well, I guess that's what qualifies. I guess, okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
He was the president of NFL Europe. Okay, so he has some background.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. All right, buddy. Okay. Enjoy your millions of dollars that Vince paid you and whatever that settlement was. Wow. That was also an NDA.
NDA.
we're never going to find out about that.
Oh, my God. Right.
Also, The Rock surprised his cousin and WWE superstar Tamina with a new house. You can see the video on his Instagram.
Hey, Rock, how long have you had $1 billion?
Yeah.
You just now giving your family houses?
Rock said she deserves a lot more, been a single mom, raising 2 kids, all while living the hard life as a pro wrestler on the road, wrestling nights for years. I wanted to bring a little stability in my cousin's life for her and her kids. He said single mom? Mm. She's still technically married to Tozawa, I think.
Took me 1 second to like, what? Tozawa? You said it with us a serious face. Who the fuck is Tozawa?
Rock also surprised his mother with a new house last month, but I'm sure that's probably the 5th new house.
But I'm going to say, like, how do you post that? And she's crying, and you're like, wait, Rock, you should have... Who's the first person you would buy a house for?
No, but he's bought her 5 houses.
But then why is she crying? I can't believe! Like, what is happening?
Yeah, Tamina was, but yeah.
I get that, right? I mean, you don't owe anybody anything. You don't owe your cousin anything.
Right.
So, but if you have Rock...
There's going to be a video next week of Rock buying Roman Reigns a house. He's going to be like, oh, and Rock's like, acknowledge me.
And he just throws him through one of the walls.
Yeah. WrestleMania, bitch. Yeah. Unfortunately, we lost 2 former WWE referees this past
week.
Same
week. Crazy.
Rest in peace.
Within 2 days of each other, right?
Yeah. Dave Hebner and Tim White.
Yeah.
I saw Tim White at WrestleMania this year. Like, WrestleMania Sunday, I was on the floor and I saw him walking around. I was like, oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did Dave Hebner actually officiate? Because he's part of the...
I read that
$100 bills fall out of your pocket.
But I read that he was a referee for when Macho Man won the title.
Really?
Yeah.
But did they call him Earl?
I don't know.
Was he just moonlighting as his brother, his twin brother?
I don't think they call the refs anything. They just go out there.
Yeah.
AEW is the one where it's like, oh, referee Aubrey Edwards, there she is.
Yeah.
You know. All right, on to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So last week, Wrestling Inc.'s Raj Giri tweeted that his WWE source told him that Sasha Banks has been released. However, WWE has still yet to confirm this.
Yeah, but if she has been in their publicly traded company, I'm sure it's had to have come out by now, right?
They never wished Cesaro, they never told him to get better wishes.
I know, but it still is.
Well, in the next call.
You're not paying someone?
In the next call, they'll announce say it. Maybe. Yeah. Also, Fightful reported that Randy Orton could be, but no, if she is released, that's a big get for AEW because their women wrestling has been so bad since they've had it.
Yeah, but she's almost too big for them. Who beats her?
Yeah, right. No, no one. You don't. You don't have anyone beat her.
Yeah.
Fightful reported.
You see, it was like one of those memes with who's the Canadian rap? Drake? Yeah. Where he's like, dirt, and then he's like, you know what I mean? Then he's like this.
Right.
Or it's like Sasha Banks coming to AEW, right? And Tony is like this. And then
yeah.
Sasha Banks get a ton of money. He's like this. And then Sasha Banks pinning Britt Baker. Britt Baker. And he's like, he's like, sorry, that's my superstar.
Right. Yeah. The other thing is, what's her name going to be in AEW? It's not going to be Sasha Banks.
Mercedes Martinez or whatever. I'm sure it's her real
Mercedes
name.
Mercedes Martinez? What is it? That other wrestler?
I'm sorry. What is her real name?
Mercedes Vernado.
Okay.
Vernado's not a cool. Mercedes is cool. But Vernado? Well, that's her husband's name, but she also is. Her maiden name is like Kastner or something.
Kastner.
That's not cool.
She can go Mercedes Justine.
Mercedes Justine, sure. Or just Mercedes Banks, and that they get away with that.
Or just Mercedes. The one name thing.
Sure.
It's Mercedes! Yeah.
Also, Dave Meltzer says Roman Reigns is only scheduled to appear on Raw one time for the entire summer. And that makes sense, because, you know.
I don't watch Raw.
Yeah, true. She went by Miss Mercedes in the minor or in the other leagues. So that might be that. Miss Mercedes!
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah. Or they just call her. No, they probably, instead of legit boss, the boss. I don't know.
The boss.
Yeah.
Who's the boss? They are the undisputed elite, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Do you have trivia?
I do.
All right.
This is kind of crazy.
I think I'm going to beat Eric this week.
I was going to make it versus and do something different.
Yeah.
Like make it about Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns because they fought 8 times and they're 4-4, right?
Okay.
But.
Well, now they have to fight.
Yeah. This is hard. Not counting the MSG show, which is not a Raw, SmackDown, or pay-per-view, right? It was just an MSG show because he beat Theory there. When was his last singles victory?
Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, I'll give you singles
a
victory.
I'll give you a hint. It's been a long time.
Singles victory.
Singles victory.
He won
one-on-one.
The chamber match.
He won the Royal Rumble, right.
Okay. He lost to Reigns at
Day
Survivor
one,
Series.
He beat a bunch of people.
Yeah. He lost to Reigns at, not Survivor Series, he lost to Reigns at Saudi Mania.
Yep, Crown Jewel. I'll even tell you the last loss before that.
Okay.
WrestleMania to Drew McIntyre. And he lost the title.
Okay.
So his match before that was his last win, if you can remember. I can't even believe who he fought.
Hold on. No. Ricochet?
Yes, good job.
God.
At, you know, Saudi Mania, February.
30-second squash.
2020.
Why did you have Ricochet become the number one contender, travel to Saudi Arabia just to get squashed in 30 seconds?
Yeah. But can you believe, February of 2020 was his last. I mean, again, he's had other wins.
He hasn't had a singles win since COVID.
Right. That was pre-COVID.
Pre-lockdown.
Just crazy.
Wow.
Just crazy.
Yeah, and he's not going to win another. He's not going to win at SummerSlam.
No, he's going to be on like a 2-year, 3-year no win streak.
They should just book him. Like my idea for if he went to AEW, because there was rumors back in the day. My idea is just be like, look, Everyone knows Lesnar's only wrestling four times a year. The four, maybe five if we're lucky. Each time, we're just going to either have like a lottery or some sort of qualifying match like we did with The Undertaker. Like, who's going to fight The Undertaker at WrestleMania? Who's going to get that spot?
Right.
And it's just like five times a year, we're going to pick an opponent and it'll be someone he's never fought before.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, at least the match will be good.
Right.
Will you beat Lesnar? Will you not? But hey, at least the match will be cool because he could fight, you know, Ciampa, or he could fight someone he hasn't fought before that we like.
Yeah.
It would be interesting.
Something.
Instead of fighting Roman Reigns every single time.
Anything.
He's going to fight him at SummerSlam. He fought him at WrestleMania. They fought at Saudi. They were supposed to fight at the Rumble.
Right.
So, yeah. All right, fan questions. Pull this up right here. Brian, you're on a deserted island in the middle of the ocean. In 3 days, 100 apes will be dropped that are trying to kill you. How do you prepare?
You don't. You build a machine gun.
You get a rope. You tie a noose and you hang yourself so that you don't get ripped to shreds by 100 apes.
Wait a minute. The apes are going to get dropped from how high? Yeah. You just have to get out of the way, maybe? Maybe they get dropped, but you just don't know when and where. You can't just sleep on the beach. 100 apes.
Yeah, you hang yourself.
How big is the island? Swim to another island.
Okay, sure. Alan Kimmett, Vince paying $3 million for fucking staff isn't a revelation. What are your top five superstars Vince has really fucked hard without paying them in the past few years? For me, Karrion Kross and Ciampa are up there. It's pretty funny, but we're not going to do that. Bobby the Mark Soydam, Elias and Ezekiel are different people? Confirmed!
It's confirmed.
New part of the rumor song.
Yeah.
Old Greg, Vince's final move out of the door, call Brock. A lot of people have that tweet, like, in case of an emergency, Brock glass.
Right. Yeah.
Sun Sadness, am I the only one starting to like Theory on the mic? Yes. Also, can we confirm Elrod is Sandow? Oh, now he'll be Elrod. Yeah. That's it.
He has to come out as Elrod.
Because I got to do three of them.
Yeah. If you have no payoff, at least make Elrod.
Well, I mean, if Kevin Owens is really smart, he challenged them to a tag team match.
Yeah.
You know, or rip off his beard when you get out there, but obviously you can't do that. Todd Fricker, whatever happened to the women's tag team titles?
Who are you?
Don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
I don't know what that is.
Todd, what is that?
It would be funny if he does challenge them to a tag match, and then Zeke comes out.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's waiting for Elias, and backstage, Sammy's just beating the shit out of someone, like, that looks like Elias from behind. And Kevin's right. Like, oh, come on! And, like, another month has to go by.
Right. This next one is from Jesse the Mind.
Oh.
Jesse the Mind. Interesting.
McMahon. You know McMahon. Gotta get into McMahon. Did you know John Cena's entire management team instructed John to stay clear of WWE until things cooled down? Unfortunately, following the controversial news that broke last week, Vince McMahon secretly injected a Make-A-Wish boy with poison.
Wait.
Poison.
And told the boy the only way that he gets the antidote is if he made his wish be John Cena appearing on Raw.
That's pretty good.
It's true.
Because, John Cena wouldn't go to Saudi Arabia after they, cut the guy's head off.
Yeah, John, he's a Hollywood, like, serious actor now. Like, how does he show up if Vince is going to, hey, John, I'm going to introduce you. John's like, no, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm going to introduce you to my girlfriend. Hey, I paid a girl to fuck me and John once.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
That's all. What do you mean you know about it? You don't know about it. Stop it.
Miles Stacey, Pushfire Barry, Sexual Predators Edition, Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, Velveteen Dream.
Ooh.
I mean, skip. The Velveteen accusations are the worst ones.
Hit skip.
Yeah. Jason Dearham, does the KO versus Ezekiel and Elias feud end with a cinematic match? Probably. That's probably the payoff.
That's hilarious.
That's probably the payoff.
Right.
Also, should Ezekiel, Elias, and Elrod hook up with Lashley's three sisters?
Sure.
One of them is in AEW now, so that's going to be difficult. But
gross.
Mile High Mark, not a question, but I've been a listener for a long time. I've only ever listened to you guys on Apple Podcasts, but now I'm excited to finally be a patron. You guys have made me laugh for years and have gotten me through hard times. I don't even watch wrestling anymore on Mondays or Fridays. I just listen to you guys.
I get that. Like, before we started this podcast, I would maybe fast forward Raw once in a while.
Right.
But if I can just do a funny show that tells us what's going on and like,
yeah,
and laugh about it, sure. I'm all about it.
Eric Lemo, push fire Barry, Elias, Ezekiel, Elrod.
I'm gonna push Elrod because I just it's you know you just don't know what you're getting
yeah.
yet.
Yeah,
definitely fire
Zeke. Yeah. Ghost of Johnny Drip Drip. So we get Bobby on the mic every week now. Meanwhile, Ciampa went through a whole ass heel turn yeah. without a single promo. My question is, seems dumb? Yeah.
Yeah, we covered it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
James Mahone, nice to see they're pushing Judgment Day with a main event spot. What do you mean it's the show main event and not the main event?
That's good. Very good.
I fucking told you. As soon as I'm like, this stable is dead.
Dead.
As soon as they kicked Edge out.
Yep.
The Rizzler, best wrestler doppelganger. Otis equals Dynamo from The Running Man. That's hilarious. He does look like him.
Oh, from the movie.
The movie, oh, The Running yeah. Man.
That's funny.
Ciampa, one of the dwarf warriors from The Hobbit.
Sure.
Cody
sure.
Rhodes, Mac from Super Troopers. I don't remember who that was. And then Omos, Beetlejuice from The Howard Stern Show.
Oh, God.
I like that because obviously that. They're opposite in height, yeah. but... That's pretty funny. Omar, Brock Lesnar again, yawn. Alexa and Liv rolling around the ring. Only if this was a lingerie match. Mm. No, JR, I didn't call you. What do you have to say about three layers? Well, I want to commentate that match.
Yeah.
Because I was watching on TV.
Yeah.
And I had a bottle of barbecue sauce in one hand. And it was empty, except barbecue sauce was on my balls. And I had my dog lick it off.
I had.
Oh, and I said, hey, Rover, do it harder.
Oh, threw some bacon in there. Started eating it.
I said, no teeth, God damn it. God. All right. Big Billy's Chili had a book like Vince. Number one, sees ratings are shit and has no clue why. Number two, call Brock. 44-year-old man Brock Lesnar returns after a couple of months. Buries all upcoming WWE stars until he faces Roman in a 2-month span. Really boring, predictable match we've seen 500 times. Lose to Roman. Brock makes over $7 million and leaves. Yeah, that's about it. That's basically how it works.
That's a year.
That's a year. It's a whole year for you.
That's a year.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time. Oof. Next week.
Wow.
Money in the Bank predictions, right? Or is that the...
Yeah.
I think so.
I think it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Sure.
All right. Yeah, it is next week.
Boom.
God help us all.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.